Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It's the Burt Show.
All right, it was a couple of days ago that we had intern Lauren on. And the more we talked to Lauren, the more we started to get concerned that, man, she's got like this quote-unquote unhealthy relationship with food.
And it's perfectly PC.
I think Jen was sort of, saw the red flags in a lot of different things that Lauren had said over the last couple of months.
Yeah, our interns contribute on the air and participate with us. And so they send us topics every week of what's going on in their life. And they participate just like show members do. And it helps them sort of determine what's going to be compelling content. And a lot of the things that Lauren sent had to be workout or food or very image conscious related. And it seemed like it all stemmed from some sort of insecurities going on there. So we asked her to come on and share, and she was very open to do that.
Very impressive.
Thank you for doing that.
No problem.
And took the quiz on the air and that kind of thing. And so what we determined after that was that there's definitely something there. We don't know how far along or what it definitely is with Lauren, but she's admitted that she's got some insecurities when it comes to her body image and sort of some obsessions with working out.
Since we did that with you and you took that quiz, and I don't really recommend that as like the last word for anything, going to the internet mm-hmm. for anything, but it was the first one we found and the first one we gave you, and it did indicate that there's some stuff going on there. Have you had any chance to like think over what we were talking about?
I mean, I definitely gave a lot of thought to it, but I think, I don't know, the state that I'm in now, I think I don't really have that much of a problem. I agree that I totally had a disorder back then, but now I feel like I've come, I don't know, I guess I got more smart with it. I don't know. I've like read more about the mishaps you could have with an eating disorder. So I don't know. I guess I have a slight one now, but I don't think it's as much as back then.
Hey, Allison Cross is here, and she works with women and girls with eating disorders at Ridgeview Institute. Mm-hmm. Are there different levels of eating disorders, or if you have a slight eating disorder, then you have a eating disorder?
Right, absolutely. There are lots of levels to it. And I mean, Lauren, you're in good company with 15 million other women out there. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the social atmosphere of our culture for women, just to be concerned with outer beauty and everything. But with an eating disorder, it's an attempt to diagnose differences of how we act out with food and with our body. And it's just an idea. It's just an attempt. There's a lot of women out there that don't have a full-blown eating disorder, yet they still have very serious issues to deal with. They have a lot of similar obsessions, which is how I got into doing what I do with Project Authentic Beauty.
What is the difference? I mean, what are the definite red flags between you having a problem or a unhealthy relationship with food and you just having a straight-up eating disorder?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with just the obsessions that you have in your daily life and how much of that is taking your life energy. Like, how much time are you putting into this? Are you thinking about what you're going to eat for your next meal all day long?
It feels like when we talk to the women about this, this is all they talk about. This is all any woman thinks about.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
I mean, look at our media and how it all points to outer beauty. I mean, that's what little girls pick up on. Mm-hmm. Even my she's four now, but my three-year-old last year wasn't seeing a lot of women of color that were being identified as beautiful. And at 3 years old, she told me, Mommy, people with brown skin aren't pretty. And it horrified me.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not something that we teach in our home.
Right.
So thank God for Princess Tiana that came out.
That's
and now
right.
it's reversed that.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a teachable moment for us to go in and say, no, honey. You know, and for my husband especially to go and identify all diversity of beauty all around us.
I guess what I'm trying to get at is if there are women listening right now and they know that they have this unhealthy relationship with food, which sounds like 90% of women have,
oh, yeah.
What is the difference between I have to see somebody for my eating disorder or I have to see somebody just for my unhealthy relationship with food?
Well, I think if you feel like you have an issue, then definitely go see somebody. If you are not at peace with food, I mean, normally if you like have a cavity, you go to your dentist, right? You don't mm-hmm. think you're going to take extra calcium and it's going to fix itself. No brainer. You go and you talk to somebody about it because it is the deadliest mental illness that you can possibly have. And if you think about that, you know, the diagnostic manual. It's so huge, and there's all kinds of issues that you can have in there. Yet the eating disorder is the most deadly thing that you can have. And so if you even think that there's an issue, it's worth it to go out there and to see somebody.
What are the signs and symptoms of somebody you may know who have an eating disorder? What are the signs you look for to get them help?
Other than collarbones.
Right.
Other than what?
Because some
collarbones that are popping out. Because to me, that's always a clear sign.
Yeah, if
a
you can't
like
really.
Like I said, so unnatural.
Right.
As soon as you see that, it's like, oh, something's going on there.
Yeah. Yeah, people Photoshop that because they feel like that sells magazines to see collarbones like that. Signs and symptoms. Well, you cannot judge a person by how they look.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think, and this is a great example, you know, you, Lauren, you were really open and honest about what was going on with you. And, you know, maybe in your own way, that was a way of asking for help, because here we are in a very public way talking about your lifestyle and your obsessions. That's one thing to look for if they're willing to talk about it. If they avoid sitting down and having meals with you, if you feel like they're extra body conscious.
I had a friend who used to always say she had just eaten and talk about how much she had eaten that day before she would come and hang out with the rest of us that were like going to, this was in college, we would all be like going to Chili's or whatever, like our big night out, and we were all going to gorge and have a bunch of food and have fun. And she would always talk about, oh my gosh, this is how much I already ate today. Mm-hmm. And so she would order
so she
nothing.
She doesn't have to order a Chili's.
Mm-hmm.
Ed is so crafty. That's what we call him at Ridgeview. It's Ed, eating
Ed.
Disorder. Yeah, he lies, he manipulates, and you know, it's actually Ed, I wanted to help you guys understand it just a little bit more, that he's like a best friend in a lot of ways. So it's really, really hard to give him up. He's like the boyfriend that everyone tells you not to date, but yet you kind of protect the relationship anyway. And a lot of times he helps you deal with really uncomfortable feelings and emotions. And a lot of times that's the way you express yourself.
Wow.
Here is Ashley. Good morning. You want to be on The Voice Disguiser? And you are.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. My question is, I'm 28, and I've suffered this from about 11 years, and I was actually at Ridgeview when I was in high school. Great program. They're great there. But my dilemma now is after, gosh, almost like 8 years of lying dormant, it's come back. And I'm married, and I have two children now, and I've tried to discuss this with my husband, but he doesn't think it's an issue, and he won't go to the support meeting. And he doesn't believe in psychologists and going and telling people about our problem and how talking about our marriage and our children and our life will help me. So my question, I've actually gone to the EDA meetings over at Ridgeview.
Good.
But I feel old. I'm 28 and there's all these 17-year-olds there, and I feel like I have nothing in common. But my question to you is what else can I do? Because we want to have another baby. It's affecting all of that stuff because I'm not gaining any weight, and it's just, what else can I do other than see a psychologist?
Well, I wonder how much are you acting out? Like you said, it's come back. I'm wondering how much of your life, I mean, really, tell the truth, what's going on at home?
I work out every day. I run about 4 miles a day. I cook for everybody, and then when it's time to eat, I got to do the dishes. I got to clean up the kitchen, and then next thing you know, dinner's over and I'm done. I don't eat. My kids, my five-year-old eats more than I do.
But it's a symptom of something else, I think is what Allison is saying, is that it's a symptom of, I don't know, maybe you're not happy in your marriage.
Maybe you have a controlling husband.
I don't know. Maybe he likes to live on the surface.
I don't know.
I don't know where they got that from.
Well, I think that you have your answer. It's okay to know that it's come back because it is an upward spiral. And this is how you've dealt with things in the past. And Ed helped you. And now it feels like maybe he's helping you again, but you know better, and that's why you're calling today.
What does she do, though, if you have somebody in your family that isn't supporting what you know is going on? Do you just go anyway? Do you hide it from him that she's getting treatment? What does she do?
Not at all. Not at all. You are worthy to go in and to get some more help. Seeing somebody once a week, it doesn't sound like that's going to be enough for you right now. You need to go, and you need to get the help that you need to get because you are worthy of that time and that space. And, you know, your husband may or may not come along and join you in that. But at least you'll have a team of people behind you, both professional and other sufferers, that can stand with you and help you ask for the help that you need and to be assertive.
Does your husband compliment your weight now?
He thinks I'm beautiful. I mean, he's my husband. He's never going to say anything bad. He's never, ever said anything bad. But he doesn't, you know, he's like, you're thin. You look great. He's like, you need to gain some weight. You're getting too skinny. And I'm like, okay, I hear it, yeah. But then I look down and I'm like, oh, God, I gotta lose some weight.
Yeah, he's talking to your Ed, and that's why this is not going to help. That's why you need something more right now.
Some what?
Something more.
Something more.
Yeah.
She said that when she goes to the meetings, there's nothing except like 17 and 18-year-olds there.
There's a lot of different ages there, and I encourage you to go anyway. Go anyway because you belong. You are a part of that crowd. You don't need to fit into some kind of stereotype. This is no longer a high school fad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we see women who are empty nesters, who are entering into retirement, developing eating disorders for the first time.
Wow. Huh. Lauren, you're awfully quiet.
Oh, I was just going to say, I do agree with her, because if somebody tells you that you're really thin, it feeds your ego. So, of course, you're going to be like, oh, wow, I should keep doing what I do and not, you know, not eat and then gain weight. So then he'll be like, oh, wow, you put a few pounds on. Like, it really feeds your ego when someone compliments you. So, of course, you're going to be like, oh, I should keep doing what I do. And
but it doesn't
eat.
Sound like he's complimenting her. He says, you're really thin. You could use
but
a couple
still,
of extra.
When someone told me, oh, you're really thin, then that fed my ego. Like, wow.
And you didn't hear
I
the second
thin.
Part of it?
No,
that
I
you
didn't.
Need to put some pounds on?
No.
Okay.
I was like, no, I don't need to put pounds on.
Right.
I'm thin, so that's fine.
Where can people find more information on Ridgeview?
RidgeviewInstitute.com.
And what's the one thing that, before you get out of here today, you want everybody to know about eating disorders?
I want them to know that there's help available, that this is absolutely preventable, which is what we do through Project Authentic Beauty. And you can learn more about that on BodyBeautyBravery.com.
Okay, thank you.
Here, Bird Show. Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.